Welcome to my moonful reflections and astrology for the full March moon and penumbral lunar eclipse of 2024. I'm Becky Bliss. I practice sidereal astrology, which is fixed to the stars, and therefore the signs of the zodiac also are precessing backwards by a degree every 72 years along with the stars themselves. This method of calculation is more or less aligned with astronomy and shares the same roots as yoga, a timeless gift from ancient India. This full moon will happen in the UK on Monday morning, and so will appear just about full in the sky on both the Sunday the 24th and Monday the 25th of March. The full moon this year also falls on the same day as the Indian celebrations of Holi, which is known as the Festival of Colours. This is a jubilant celebration in honour of the light that is sure to expel darkness, as well as the love of the divine masculine and feminine, Radha and Krishna, the ultimate pairing. It's time to shed negativity and let go, to be free, to embrace the love that surrounds us all. For those in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the initiation of springtime, the festivities welcoming in new life. While celebrated differently, echoes of similar observances can be seen cross-culturally around the time of the equinox or just after. These holy festivals, rituals, and celebrations, of course, reflect the seasons too. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, then traditions attached to the seasons will, of course, be in reverse. Whilst legends, stories, practices, and customs may be different in content, there is an essence and a truth that stays the same, a universal theme that bubbles through all of us, no matter where on earth we stand. Imagine if, regardless of our differences, we were able to recognize our humanity and the divine essence that runs through us all like a river, enlivening us. What if we were to reach out and hold out a hand to lift another up rather than to shoot down? This full moon is also a penumbral eclipse, which means the moon will move into some of Earth's outer shadow. This won't be seen in India, but if you live in Europe, Northeast Asia, Australia, Africa, or North America, you might just catch a glimpse. If you do get to witness this celestial event, it will be very subtle. There are secrets in the shadows. This is a world of nuance, not of only light and dark, but of texture and an entire colour palette and all the shades and shadows in between and beyond. Everything we perceive is vibration, even colour. Fun fact about colours. Within the spectrum of colour visible to humankind, violet has the shortest wavelength and the highest frequency, which means that the colour violet carries the most energy. Back to the full moon, which in the UK will reach 100% fullness at 7 a.m. on Monday the 25th of March, an hour after setting below the horizon. The eclipse itself begins at 5:07 in the morning and ends at 6:06 if you live in the UK. Eclipses happen usually in pairs, and we have two eclipse seasons per year, one for each node. So this penumbral eclipse is to be soon followed up by the solar eclipse, which will be sweeping across Northern America at the start of the next lunation in April. A lunar eclipse happens on a full moon day and occurs when the moon moves into Earth's shadow. So this is when moon and sun are exactly opposite one another, with the Earth in the middle. Now, the reason we don't experience these month to month is because oftentimes the shadow is too high or too low. A solar eclipse occurs when, from our point of view on the Earth, the disk of the moon passes over the disk of the sun. Just like our Goldilocks planet, the situation has to be exactly aligned and just right for the magic to happen. When points, places, people and planets align through time and space, it's at these intersections that we encounter cosmic coincidences. It's at these intersections that the magic comes into being. It so happens that the Indian festival of Holi will coincide with the lunar eclipse for the first time in 100 years. The eclipse itself will not be visible in most parts throughout the celebrations, and so there's no need or reason to worry or allow any feelings of foreboding to dampen this happy time. Holi also coincides with the birthday of goddess Lakshmi, deity of wealth, prosperity, and good fortune. It is popular belief that goddess Lakshmi was born on Falguna Purnima. This is the full moon day that falls into the Vedic month Falguna, which is the 12th month of India's national calendar. This is the exact same day as this March full moon. What makes this full moon even more unique is that a couple of hours before reaching full illumination, the moon will move from its more traditional placement of Uttara Falguni into Hasta Nakshatra. Uttara Falguni is a nakshatra, or an asterism, that is to do with prosperity, free will, and choice. The transit of the moon as she waxes into fullness through Uttara Falguni and her movement into the first part of Hasta Nakshatra on this special day is a reminder that we are not locked into a predetermined fate. Yes, there are external forces we can't control, but we do have choices and can decide how we respond. Knowledge is weightier than karma, and we each have a choice as to whether we heed our own calling. The power is in our hands. Whilst yes, there's a lot going on in the heavens and on earth that is beyond our control, it's good to remember that astrology never has to be fatalistic. The planets and the luminaries are always moving and changing. Nothing is set in stone. Every planet, every body in space contains the potential for a positive, neutral, and negative expression. What frequency are you holding? Are we really following the divine goals that were always meant for us? Hasta Nakshatra corresponds to a group of stars, which in astronomy are referred to as Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma, and Epsilon Corvi, situated just below Spica. Completely in the constellation Virgo, these five stars represent the five digits on a hand. Regardless of your preference of zodiac system, the nakshatras remain as they are. It's just the coordinates that change, but we are still talking about the same portion of space when we speak of the nakshatras or the lunar mansions. According to Western zodiac calculations, the lunar mansion that contains the asterism or the nakshatra hasta spans 6 degrees and 19 arc minutes through to 20 degrees of the tropical sign of Libra. Now, the Vedic calculations or the sidereal calculations, which are more or less aligned with the stars themselves, have hasta entirely in the constellation of Virgo. This is 10 degrees through to 23 degrees and 20 arc minutes. This constellation is also sometimes known as Kanya in Sanskrit, Kanya or Virgo. This full moon enthroned in sidereal Virgo is placed in a Mercury rule sign, which signifies the mind. Hasta represents the hand. The hand is an extension of the heart. Are you bowing your mind to yours? What are you holding? What are you giving? What are you receiving? What are you letting go of? What are you carrying in your hands and in your heart? Whose hands are they, really? In Lakshmi's iconography, she is either sitting or standing on a lotus flower, carrying a lotus in her hands. The lotus represents strength and resilience and rises from the darkest of places. The planetary ruler of Hasta is the nourishing and receptive moon, and yet the ancient deity behind this asterism is Savitar, the sun god. You might recognize Savitar from the famous Gayatri mantra, Savitar, the first few rays of the rising sun. This is the energy of fresh starts and new beginnings, a force that is rising, an enlightening energy that expels ignorance, a force that is life-giving, retrieving, renewing, revitalizing. The Shakti, or the power of the stars of Hasta, is creation and also spiritual power. The moon at her fullest will fall into the first portion or Pada 1 of Hasta Nakshatra, which is motivated and Mars ruled. The key word here is energy. And K2, the south node of the moon, the body without a head, the legendary tale of the sky dragon, responsible for the shadows cast over the face of the moon, will fall into the fourth portion of Hasta, or Pada 4. This Pada is ruled by an earthy Virgo and is to do with community. K2 sees in extraordinary ways and recognizes the diamond in the rough, the jewel shining in the dark. It's often when times are dark or difficult that the true essence of who we are and what we are capable of begins to shine. It's through the difficulties that the treasure trove is revealed. This full moon and penumbral lunar eclipse may have you noticing some subtle shadows. Sometimes there are shades that we have covered up because we are afraid of them. But life is nuanced and never black and white. What if you had a hidden gem, a part of you that you had forgotten, hiding in those shaded spaces, just waiting to be retrieved and polished? Your good fortune and bright destiny may well be waiting for you to reclaim it. Eclipses are powerful portals for change. This is a superb moment to release negatively charged energy, to make space for the light. The energy behind this eclipse can be used to cleanse and rid ourselves of what we don't need. This is a potent time for purification. What toxins are poisoning your mind and your body? How are you nourishing your soul? We are in the midst of a metamorphosis, and anything is possible. May you be luminous, and may you live life in full technicolor. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to show me some love with a thumbs up. If you would like to know some more about your Vedic or your sidereal birth chart, you can download a free copy via my website. Please get in touch if you need any help with this. Thanks to those of you who are regularly supporting me and listening in. If you're new, please subscribe. It helps to remove my invisibility cloak. Wishing you a happy Holi if you are celebrating, and a joyful full moon. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I will see you in a couple of weeks' time for an update on the next new moon and the solar eclipse. Speak to you then.